Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the water today.
Man.
Come on, man.
What's the chances the next time we come down here, somebody offers up the boat?
Oh, like nearly 100%. Nearly 100%.
Frankly,
bring it on. Like, somebody has to offer up the boat. We got to be on the boat doing this thing.
This
man.
Show on a boat's a problem.
We're the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina, Chesapeake City, Maryland. It actually reminds me of when I was in New York. Gio, the morning show host, is a big boat guy. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to do a show, like a big boat party on Long Island, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, and then we'll all go on the boat. And I was like, Gio.
Imagine what that's going to be like.
I was like, dude, none of our listeners have boats. You got plenty of money, blah, blah. And then I come down here, and I'm like, hey, actually, this ain't so bad.
Well, think about it. You came down here, you're like, you know what? Golf, not that bad.
Yep.
And you're going to turn into a boat guy.
Yep. I am becoming a coastal elite.
Dude, yes. I tell you what, you're about a couple months away from dipping into a little egg, maybe. Maybe some eggs, some meat.
No.
Some burger.
No, come on, man.
No. You're close.
No.
Pinkies up, Spike?
No, I've been there, done that. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Gentlemen, I'm in Middletown, which is the middle of nowhere in Delaware, so if I lose you, I apologize.
Well, okay. Why don't you go to the National Appliance Warehouse?
Well, he's close to us, too.
Yeah, tell him Fritz sent you.
I'm close to you guys. I'm like 12 minutes away. But
I'll see you soon, pal.
Yeah. Chris from Middletown is here.
Oh, listen, I got to come, man. I got to come. We'll see. I'm pulling.
He's a legend in his own mind.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
Here's my thing. I feel like OG Wade and Chris Sims are antithesis of each other.
They balance out the universe. OG Wade and Chris Sims.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
And all the normal, it's like the election. There's two people. There's extremes, and there's everybody else that fits in the middle. I feel like most of us agree with a lot of stuff you say, Spike and Ike. We agree with a lot of stuff you say also. But these
and Jack.
Two goofballs, like they don't have four brain cells between them, and two of them are always taking a nap.
Yeah, well, I mean, the tough part with somebody like Chris Sims or OG is that they have – and look, I respect it because it's sports and we're all emotional.
Yeah, yeah.
But they are – not only is it emotion, it is like the idea of – like the idea of you being judged on your opinions and then, one that you were pretty firm on, you might be wrong.
Right.
Is tough.
So tough spot to be in.
That's where Chris Sims is. OG – now has nothing left to say, so he's in a tough spot, too.
I mean, the stuff he was saying about the defense today was some of the worst points I've ever heard about anything ever.
He's got terrible points.
Like, terrible points?
Yeah.
He got one thing right, semi. And now
he got it right.
Semi. He got it right.
Yeah. Both him and Chris Sims, semi-professional football players. I just...
semi, that's classic. Semi-professional football players, both of them. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But you brought up a good point. The reason why Jalen is who he is the same reason why his dad got him a job in his business.
Yeah, sounds relatable, right, Spike?
All right. I think Chris Sims is pretty good. I think Chris Sims is pretty good, for what it's worth.
It's one thing if you're sane and then you say the earth is flat every day. Because at that point, like, I can't take all the sanity that sounds normal because you still stick on the earth is flat.
Right.
Well, he didn't have him ranked 23rd.
He had him 10th.
Yeah.
He had 9th last year, by the way.
He did.
He had a 9th last year. Well, he deserved to take a step back.
Will he ever break the top five? Like, that doesn't matter what Chris did.
Right,
or whatever,
yeah, no matter what he does.
But I could see five. You not having him in the top five. I mean, I could. Okay. So you have the four. You take the four. I don't know that it would be crazy to put Matt Stafford ahead of him.
My problem is I've argued this point before. It's a guy in Baltimore. Like, Jalen should supersede him. Because all those numbers he does put up, he has yet to win a serious football. What do you win? One playoff game last year, but they were so dominant on defense, it really didn't matter. The first time he faces any type of stiff competition, he crumbles like that crumble cookie guy from used to play for the Sixers.
You saying that Chris Sims is like Bizarro OG Wade, like Lamar Jackson is sort of Bizarro Jalen Hurts in that
they both win a lot.
Well, but Lamar Jackson
doesn't win in the postseason.
Yeah, it's finally time. Like, Josh Allen does play well in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson just seems to really struggle. And that is he puts up great regular season numbers. By the way, he's fantastic to watch. You watch him last year and you're like, okay, this is going to be the year. And then it just seems like they wait till the playoffs and they know how to handle him and he hasn't found a way to break through it. So I agree with you on Lamar. It's just tough because he is so good otherwise.
And
he's
a two-time MVP.
A two-time MVP. It's just it's tough, you know?
Yeah.
All right,
but
Nick.
Here's a guy. There's a guy that doesn't have a lot of talent around. Like, he did have one year. He had enough talent. He was supposed to win, and they spit the bit. But there's a guy that
– But again, Lamar,
back to what you were saying, Ike and Spike. Like, at some point, if you're an elite quarterback, you got to win with not elite quality players around you.
Well, and by the way, and thank you for the call, Nick, that's eventually going to happen. There's going to be a year where Jalen comes into the year and they don't have all this. Somebody's going to be hurt for the year.
Yes.
Or they did, like next year, I was saying, I'm not sure this is going to happen, but maybe they run into a money thing.
Yep.
And they're like, we got to do this.
It's going to happen.
You know, at some point.
And that's why Mahomes is still elite, because it already happened with him.
Right. And he still won.
And
he still won.
So, no, I totally agree with you. Jalen is not going to have this level of talent around him every year. And quite frankly, if it gets to that and he doesn't play well, you know what, Spike? He won't be in the elite class. He won't be a top 10 quarterback. And I'll call it how I see it.
Right.
Because for me, unless you get to a status, listen, unless he wins more titles before that happens, because some people get grandfathered into the elite category. Like, once you've won multiple Super Bowls, how are you not an elite quarterback?
That's Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes' year this year, aside from getting
to
the Super
great,
Bowl.
Exactly.
No.
And some could argue it was the defense led the charge the last 2 years for his teams to get there.
For sure. And then he does that. Like, the thing that everybody thinks of him is he'll make two or three plays during a playoff game that wins them the game, but really, and that is the difference. He has had fantastic number seasons as well.
He's done it both ways.
Yeah.
And that's why he's stamped.
Yep.
He's stamped. He's there.
Yep.
So, like, for instance, I was bringing up Joe Burrow earlier, and I love Joe Burrow. I'm with you. We both love Joe Burrow, me for obvious reasons. But if he were to miss the playoffs three straight years, could we legitimately say he's in the elite category? Like, how do you put a quarterback in the elite category who misses the playoffs three straight years?
It's tough.
Right? There's got to be something said for winning.
100%.
It doesn't have anything to do with his talent.
Yep.
But when you're in the elite status, it has to be something that separates you. Now, that could be your talent that separates you, numbers, but I also think winning could put you in there. You asked me about Eli Manning before, and I had to rethink about.
I was saying
Eli
Phil
Manning.
Sims, but Eli. No, no, but Eli.
This
a couple
is,
weeks
this
ago.
This is a discussion we've had.
Yep, other time. Yeah, was he a leader?
Yeah, was he a leader? What have you? And I would say I don't. I don't ever recall Eli Manning being in the elite category.
Right.
Anybody considering him elite. Now, only difference I'll say is that he had up and down seasons each year. Like
he did. Some 30 interceptions or something.
I don't know if he made the playoffs in consecutive seasons ever in his career.
He had a weird career.
He had a weird career. And that's the only reason why I would say, well, that's probably why he never got put in that category. At least to this point, smaller sample size. Jalen in his 5 years has, and four as a starter, I believe, he's made the playoffs every year, mm-hmm. two Super Bowls and a Super Bowl win.
And that's why he reminds me of Russell. Like early.
Right. I mean, the Russell one is a great comparison. I like
that. Like, because Eli doesn't.
I like that one.
Eli doesn't do anything for me. I mean, he just folds with two runs.
Yeah. But he beat Tom Brady in the biggest game.
Yeah. And he gets hot. He gets hot.
Speaking of hot, you know who's hot?
Not the Phils.
Our baseball team.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
it. It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Buzz was right on that. Buzz was right on it.
They are.
Credit where it's due, Buzz.
They're not. I mean, they're not like hot.
Well, come on.
Come on, man.
16 hits last night, one extra base hit.
Undefeated in their last 24 hours?
They are.
How do you get 15 singles in a game?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
You just get thrown out at second every time you get it. Every
That's
time
true.
You think you
That's
might
have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was what was worried about last night. That was a pressing.
Doing too much.
Yeah, that was a pressing. Like, we got to win.
Yeah.
And that's why I think you saw the reaction after the game.
Well, it's also funny. Like, Sosa is fast. Runner. Yeah. I get it with Sosa.
Yeah.
Castellanos?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you look like you're running in mud, you know? Like, what are you talking about?
He actually looks slower this year.
Yes.
Which says a lot about Casty. So I want to start with some injury updates. An MRI revealed a stress reaction in Aaron Nola's right rib.
His rib?
Yeah, so that's the side issue.
So did he do it?
He gone to a rib injury?
So he was. It was when he was sick, right?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, my wife, Val, fractured a rib coughing. Once.
Wow.
She did.
Yeah, your wife weighs $115.
This guy's a horse.
Well, your rib's your rib. Yeah, she was coughing so much.
Wow.
That, and they actually.
I have heard of it before, yeah.
Yeah, we were in Clearwater once. She was coughing. We were at a game. She was about to get her favorite player, J-Hap's, autograph.
Dude, what is up with
J-Hap.
You?
J-A-Hap.
J-A-Hap, yeah. And
was it J-Hap or J-A-Hap?
J-A-Hap.
Yeah, but everybody called him Jay.
Right? Everyone's calling him Jay.
I know, that's why I'm saying. That's why I did that.
Yeah, and she was standing about to get the autograph. She coughed. She couldn't breathe. I had to take her to the ER in Clearwater, and they were like, you cracked your rib coughing. So I've heard of
what
it.
What a great
happening.
Vacation.
You and Val have some of the craziest adventures.
Dude, I'll tell you this. That was our first trip to Clearwater. First of all, I stayed in the wrong Clearwater. I stayed in Clearwater instead of Clearwater Beach. Right. Took an hour and a half to get to the beach. I didn't know. We're basically by the airport. I was like, why is nobody at this hotel? I had no idea.
So cheap.
Yeah. No, I just didn't know. Yeah. I was like, there's nobody at the hotel. Oh, because it takes an hour and a half to drive that 8 miles from Clearwater to Clearwater Beach. Then the first game we go to gets rained out. Then we go to the next game, and we end up in the ER. Didn't see one Phillies game the whole weekend trip we went. So anyway.
It was a sign.
Yeah. So Nola, so what are they going to do with Nola?
So he's shut down for 2 more weeks.
Okay.
And the Phillies don't know how it happened. So Jesus. It could have been coughing, but he is.
We said he was sick, right?
He was sick, yeah. But they're saying they don't know.
Wasn't he warming up for like 3 days?
He's maybe throwing some bullpens to see if the ankle might be right, but now it's the rib. What's next? They've been so weird with injuries this year. It's crazy.
There's no way I'm buying this.
No, it feels like a lie.
I'm just saying.
Feels like a lie.
Yeah.
Now they also Rob Thompson said that Harper's wrist is feeling better, so that's a good sign.
Well, didn't he have an MRI?
What'd that say?
Well, they said he met with doctors last night.
He met with doctors. That's what he did. He met with doctors.
Well, did we get an update on that?
No, well, that's all it was. Like, they had a real update on Nola, and Harper got some treatment, and he's feeling better.
Okay.
That was the update.
Yes.
Can I predict what's going to happen with Bryce?
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
So he's going to be back. So he's eligible to come off the injured list, I think, the 15th or whatever.
Right. Yes.
I think he is back probably around there. He toughs it out. We get 3 weeks on, 1 week off, blah, 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 blah. We get an okay Bryce, but subdued power. And in the offseason, he has surgery on something. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I wonder if surgery can fix it. Like, why? That's my thing. Like,
yeah,
no one knows
no
what
idea.
It is.
Yeah.
No one, like, it could be, like you said yesterday, like arthritic.
Could be arthritic, could be tendonitis, could be any of those things.
Yeah, so we don't even know if surgery can fix it.
Can
I have no idea.
Yep.
But maybe he just plays until the All-Star break.
Can we get him LeBron's number and he can just find whatever LeBron's doctor
Seriously,
gives him?
Seriously, I think we all need to find LeBron.
Well, didn't
his LeBron friends, need to be putting out some sort of.
His friends, Harry, Gary, and Harold.
As much as LeBron endorses. You would think he would have a training regimen out there that we could follow.
Yeah, with your doctor in Miami. Training regimen. Take 2 weeks off. Go get injected, whatever they inject you.
Oh, but when Kobe goes to Germany. It's
all he got was
the platelets spending.
That's
blood
legal
spending.
Now. You can get that
Man,
here in
Kobe
the States.
Kobe was ahead. He was ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, Utley tried to go in Germany, too, and that didn't work. So hopefully, I don't know if Harper needs to make a trip there. But I don't know. I'm worried about the Bryce wrist situation.
You should be.
That sounded like good news.
It did sound like good news, but also I can't tell if it's going to get re-aggravated
every,
as soon
the
as he
first time
playing.
He swings a bat. Yeah.
What do you want me to do, Ike? I'm in a dark spot. Now, there is a lineup change. So
one more Bryce question.
Great.
Can they – I know it's not his throwing hand, but you're moving that hand a lot, the glove hand, when you're a first baseman because you're catching every ball.
What is his throwing arm?
Oh, it's his throwing arm.
Yeah, because
you're right. Well, can they just DH him?
Well, that's I think, could be a question this offseason. Do you not pay Schwarber and just make – Harper the full-time DH.
Well, and even the rest of this season, do we put Schwarber in left?
Oh, well, Schwarber's back in left. Well, Reese at first?
Yeah.
Reese.
Get the band back together?
Yeah, get Reese. Trade deadline?
Yeah. Otto Kemp plays first base every day?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, Cowboy Jim's here.
Oh, good.
How the hell did he make it down here?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I think his whole I'm a flight attendant thing is a lie.
He's got nothing to do.
He's got too much time. Yeah. How is he here? You know, we're an hour away. I'll
tell you what, Justin's close.
I wouldn't agree with. There's no doubt he's close.
Yeah,
there's no doubt.
He's on the.
It's gotten to the point I expected.
We're talking about OG Wade's guy, Justin.
This guy. We're on camera.
Yeah, on camera. You guys dropping booze on the.
What a flight attendant.
Yeah, anyway, continue.
What a stewardess.
Yeah.
So Turner's hitting leadoff tonight against a righty.
Oh, there we go.
So they've officially made the switch. That's the
Stott big... at seven?
Stott's batting fifth.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, how's that make you feel?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the lineup.
Yeah,
so.
There you go.
Who else is going to go?
No, there? I know. It's just, again, the lineup makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, this is... You know the phrase, I know we're not supposed to use the Titanic thing next to the water and boats, but there is a deck chairs Titanic thing with the lineup.
Wait till Schwarber's back in the leadoff spot if Harper misses some time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it goes Turner, Schwarber, Boomer in the three hole.
Ugh.
What do you think about changing his number from 28 to 5-4-3?
Oh.
Or 6-4-3.
Or how about zero?
Or 4-6-3. I mean, one of those. They should make. I'm going to get a jersey with those in the back.
Can you bet that Alec Bohm's going to hit into a triple play? Because I will bet on that every single game till it happens. It's like the Ben Simmons three. I'll eventually be right.
It's like being jabbed in the head, left and right here.
Oh, my God.
Punch here, punch there, punch there.
Nick Castellanos hitting fourth. Bryson Stott hitting fifth. JT down in the sixth hole.
There you go.
Kepler still batting in the lineup.
Wow.
He's playing left field and then hitting seventh. Otto Kemp.
There we go, Otto.
Playing third base. And Brandon Marsh, last night's hero, is playing center field.
He put a little jolt into that, by the way.
He did.
Yeah.
Good sign.
One more game with Otto.
And then what?
It was a home run.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So, is it still plus 1,800?
No. Yesterday it was down to 750.
Yeah, they know.
750?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not doing you any favors.
They're not.
They smell you coming from a mile away. Yep.
Yep. But Otto... He kind of reminds me of
Otto.
Whatever. No one cares.
He's not a car.
Well, Otto.
It is Otto.
Is it Otto or Otto?
It's Otto. Otto, man.
All right, so Otto Kemp.
Yeah.
Nah, that sounds
Otto
weird.
Kemp.
I'm saying Lig now, and I'm saying Otto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really from here.
Lig.
Dude, I'm a big Ligsman.
Yeah, Eagles.
Eagles, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm close to saying Eagles. But Kemp, I don't know if he's ever going to be – I don't think he's an everyday player. But I think he's a guy that winning teams have. He reminds me of like a Cardinals guy that can play third base.
What winning team has he been on?
Well, he just got up there 2 days ago. But you can see.
You're the one who said he reminds you of somebody he's like a winning team would have. What winning team has he been on?
Well, hold on. This is the deepest and best Iron Picks team of our lives.
Yeah, I was waiting for
that. So I don't know what you want me to do there.
Also, they got I can't have him, and this is going to be a compliment to Bohm. I don't think I can have Otto Kemp and Trey Turner on the same side of the field. Like I think we got to put.
Oh, he'll be over
Boehm
there.
Boehm over a third.
He's gonna be over.
That is a compliment to Boehm. I know that was tough for you.
Yeah. It was very tough.
He's above average third baseman defenseman.
Well, he watched that ball bounce right off his glove yesterday, and I was like, all right, put him at first.
And then he heated up after.
He did heat it up.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bunt single. I didn't know he was that fast.
Dude, that was a high-quality bunt.
It was a great bunt.
It was a high-quality bunt. That's a winning ball player. Well, I can try to tell you.
That's the kind of bunt, again, when you're an undrafted player, you got to know how to bunt.
Yeah.
Give him credit.
Yep. Absolutely. Yes.
Common Division II success. And then congratulations, the fastest player to 1,000 strikeouts in Phillies history.
There we go.
Zach Wheeler.
Oh,
Zach Wheeler. Good to have Wheels back last night. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Still got it, by the way.
He looked great.
I throw this out there.
Yeah.
Doesn't like the six-day layoff. Didn't seem to bother him last night.
It was nice. Yeah,
it didn't.
He looked crisp.
Yeah. He looked great.
He looked good.
Yeah, maybe you do that more. Maybe get over
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's
and
okay.
We got Nick Abel on the mound tonight, so against a great lineup, it'll be another good test.
I'm excited about tonight watching Nick Abel. I'm starting to.
Oh, he's going to.
Well, last outing was only into the sixth inning, right?
Yeah.
It was like five.
It was crazy, dude. They pitched him on 4 days rest in that start.
I love righties. I just love me a right-handed pitcher who can throw a fastball.
You know what? I'm more of a lefty guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm a righty guy. And I'm watching Wheeler last night, and I'm thinking, because I'm thinking about top 11.
Well, this is Roy Halladay. Then I'm a righty.
I haven't done my top 11 list yet.
Yeah.
But I'm watching Wheeler last night, and I'm saying to myself, why isn't Wheeler number one? Like, I'm watching Wheeler, and he's consistently dominant. Mm-hmm. He's probably been the best pitcher in the National League over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. He's the most dependable player we might have on any of the four teams. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's definitely going to be the highest ranked Philly.
Oh, that's for sure.
Well,
yeah,
I agree.
Some people may say Bryce. Bryce is an everyday player.
Wheeler is.
Schwarber's an everyday player.
Half the time.
Well, so is Wills.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm with you, though.
It's a good argument for Wheels.
He's probably my top Philly.
He's definitely my top Philly. He might be my number one in the top 11. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
I don't see how that could be possible.
Well, you watch.
Don't you worry, pal. We'll get there.
Yeah. You're going to be surprised at some things you see in my top 11.
Oh, I could see it.
You know?
Listen, you got to have something to fight back against Embiid not being on his list.
Yep.
So I know you got ammunition ready to go.
You go to 94WIP.com/top11. You can submit your list there. And the staff lists are rolling in. I'm starting to look at those as well.
Who do you think has the best list
so far?
We
need to – oh, so did you say we need to submit one?
Well, you guys by the end of the week, but we can talk about it in the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, the other staff, I sent a note earlier today.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you liking them?
I'm seeing some lists. I'm seeing some interesting
lists.
Wait,
we're not revealing those till next week.
Next week.
Gotcha.
Anything else, Jack, on High Hopes?
No, that's it.
All right. 2-1.
Go ahead. We're doing leading off tonight, right?
Oh, we got leading off, pal. Okay.
Yeah.
What's all I need to ask about? I was going to ask about the pitcher and everything.
Nah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. I'll break down Colin Ray anytime you want.
So coming up soon, do we have Elliot next, or is he not ready yet? So today is
What is he doing?
Well, he's at mandatory minicamp. Mandatory
OTA.
Well, it was 2:45 practice, so you figure they go until 3:30, 3:45.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so we find out what happened at Eagles. Their one day of mandatory OTA.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
They went out there and played pity pat today.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you.
They don't think they got after it?
Nah.
Do you think the ball hit the ground one time when Jalen threw it? We'll find out next. 215-592-9494. We are at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. ChesapeakeInn.com. Beautiful place, by the way. Whether you want to be on the deck like us, they also have a very nice, a nice restaurant upstairs. Mm-hmm. A beautiful place. They were like, oh, we have weddings over here. This place is great. Tiki bar over there.
Yeah, I'll definitely be back.
Oh, yeah. Love this place. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the beautiful Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're out here on the deck. We can see the tiki bar over here.
Nice.
Tiki bar over there. Bar and restaurant inside over there. Very nice restaurant upstairs. Beautiful. We ran far away. You know, I think the Eagles had OTAs on a Tuesday to take Tuesdays with Elliot away from us, but they cannot. Elliot Shore Parks joins us. Now, Elliot, you're at NovaCare right now.
I'm at NovaCare right now, just stepped off the practice field about 10 minutes ago, but those tiki bars at the Chesapeake Inn, I mean, that seems like a good time. Maybe I'll have to drive down to Maryland when I leave here.
Dude, it's a good spot. It is a good spot. So, Elliot, what'd you see out there today? Actually, my first question, is there anybody, it's mandatory now, is there anybody that wasn't there?
No, so it was full attendance. Everybody was here. A few players didn't practice. Zach Bond didn't take team drills today, and then you saw some of the starters kind of rotate in and out. I don't think I saw Jalen Carter out there today. So everyone was there, but a few players didn't take part in team drills.
Okay. Well, good that everyone was there, especially when you look around the league and there's – you know, one funny – we mentioned T.J. Watt, Trey Hendrickson, et cetera. It's funny that Hassan Reddick is not at mandatory minicamp. It's like, bro, you just signed the contract. You know, what's going on here?
So I think he was at mandatory minicamp for what it's worth, but you're right. He wasn't there at OTAs, which is –
okay, he wasn't
– voluntary stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, come on, man. It's like – So what did you get to see today? What stuck out to you out there, Elliot?
Yeah, so there was a lot. They did a ton of team drills today. Jalen and the first team offense were probably out on the field for 26, 27 plays. Jalen had another really outstanding day. He was 20 of 21. I think he's 50 of 55 now in the three practices I've seen him. His best throw of the day was a deep touchdown to Devontae Smith. It was 7-on-7. It was probably about 30 yards out. Devontae was open, but he hit him, and it was a touchdown. Outside of that, Jalen kind of looked how he has for the past three practices. In control, good decisions. The only incompletion he had today was a pass over the middle to AJ, which was broken up by a defender. So really good practice from him. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I thought Kelee Ringo had an outstanding day today. He had a touchdown breakup in the corner of the end zone. I think it was McKee to Terrace Marshall in the back corner of the end zone. But the throw was good. Terrace Marshall got up for it, and Kelee met him at the high point, knocked the ball away. And then his best play of the day might have been a play where he didn't even get targeted. It was 7-on-7. He was matched up 1-on-1 with AJ. When the ball came to Jalen, you could see he was looking at AJ. He wanted to go that way. But Kelee was stride for stride with AJ down the sideline and was right with him, and the ball wasn't thrown that way. So on the final day where he gets to impress coaches, I thought Kelee had a really strong practice.
Is it in practices like this, can you see anything from either line, or are you just looking to see who's out there pretty much?
So I would say it's mostly who's out there. Like, a day like today, there was pressure on Jalen, but I'll tell you this. After me questioning the offensive line last year, I'm probably going to give him the benefit of the doubt in practice that, you know, maybe it's just they'll be better in the regular season. But Jalen Hunt got in the backfield a lot today. Jordan Davis, I thought, had a play where it's always hard to tell because you can't actually, you know, tackle Jalen Hurts, but where he was right there, and I think he might have got him in a game. So it's hard to see, like, whose fault it is, but you can see when pressure gets there. And I thought Jalen did have to move around a little bit today, and the defensive line had a good day.
Yeah, trenches don't matter. Trench play don't matter unless you got pads on.
Yeah, and I think the defensive line has the advantage versus the offensive line of these ones, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Defensively, safeties, nothing stood out safety-wise.
They're really giving Makuba a chance at this job. He's getting a ton of first-team reps. Didn't stand out to me today, you know, which can be a good thing for a safety. He wasn't, you know, getting deep. So he's gotten a lot of first-team reps. It was him and Reed Blankenship out there today with the first team. The second team, Sidney Brown and Tristan McCollum. So they didn't do as much rotating today as they have in past practices. And I think one thing they like about Makuba is that he started for four full years in college. And that is a bit different than, like, a lot of the first and second round picks you see. A lot of times if you're picked that early, you're not staying all 4 years. So the fact that he has a lot of experience, you know, big time football, Texas, obviously, SEC, I think they like his experience and they haven't been afraid to throw him out there. The other thing I would note at linebacker is Smile Monten Jr. got first-team reps today, which I was very surprised about. Zach Bond was on the sideline not taking team reps, and it was Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Smile Monten out there. And to have him out there already as a rookie, I think really shows that they must be impressed with how he's picking up the playbook.
Well, who else is going to be out there if Zach Bond is not practicing?
I mean, I don't know, someone besides a rookie that just got drafted.
Wow. Is that the Novacare worm talking to you right now at the Novacare?
No, that's me not being able to remember the linebacker depth chart right now. But,
no, that was unbelievable. That was somewhat of a rhetorical question there. I just said, once you said Zach Bond wasn't practicing today, I don't even know the other linebackers.
I actually don't, aside from
Jeremiah.
Right now. Yeah, because Nakobe wasn't practicing. Jahad Campbell wasn't practicing.
Right.
Maybe they need to sign a vet there. But,
No.
Hey, what's Devin White up to?
Speaking of a vet, Elliot, like, at what point I'm trying to figure out whether when we're talking about Trey Hendrickson, talking about T.J. Watt, talking about Jair Alexander, whether this is just muscle memory for us, because we always do this, right? When there's a guy available, we always talk about going and getting that guy. And sometimes the Eagles go and do it. You know, they went and they got A.J. Brown. Is this – what I keep wondering is the money the money? We're at the money level, and we're not going to see some sort of big move. Or do they get not baited – but they get to a point where they look and they see Trey Hendrickson. They're like, you know, we could get him for a third-round pick. And maybe we find a way to make the money work for it. Or is the money, and they've spent the money they're going to spend this year?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I agree with you that I do think that, like, it's a bit of muscle memory, especially when it comes to edges and defensive linemen. I think because how he values the position, we always think that when a big one's available, like, oh, he'll definitely go after him. But what's the most money he's ever given to an edge? Like 30, 35 million guaranteed. Like that's what Bryce Huff got. That's what Hassan Reddick got. I can't think of an edge that he's paid much more to than that. I mean, he has paid some defensive tackles. Like Fletcher got a lot of money. There's been guys. But I just think when it comes to edges, the perception of how he being willing to give up big time assets and big time money to those players has not really been true. So I think with Trey Hendrickson, I think he is someone that his value is obviously longer he's there, it drops. It's also worth noting that he is, I believe, 31 years old and will be 32, I think, midway
in December.
You look at the guys that get paid that amount of money, what those guys get paid, and it's not as much as we think. Like, it's in that $30, $35 million range. So I think that one's, like, kind of possible, but ultimately they just don't really ever acquire those big-time players at edges.
Well, I mean, except for – I guess what I would do is say, I look at last year when they gave $35 million guaranteed to Bryce Hoff. Essentially, it was $35 million for 2 years, right? $17.5 million a year. And I think to myself, okay, you could look at that two ways. One, if Bryce Hoff is worth $17.5 million, I'd certainly give Trey Hendrickson $25 million a year. Like he's a proven player, whereas Bryce Hoff wasn't. Then on the other side, I look and I say to myself, did they learn a lesson? And they're like, we're not going to go spend a bunch of money on an edge. You know, when we're going to invest the money in our tackle, whoever's next to that guy is going to end up being good. You know, we'll let our guys develop. Or do they, you know, like $7.5 million for Huff, $25 million for Trey Henderson seems like a bargain.
Yeah, but see, but for me, the thing is, they've just never shown a willingness to commit that type of money to the position. So, like the
except for
up,
last year.
But Bryce Huff did not get big time money, like $30 million guaranteed. I mean, you look at like what Miles Garrett and Max Crosby.
Well, he's not those guys, though.
No,
that's
the point I'm making. Is that to what Spike said? Like when those guys become available, we think, oh, Howie's going to be in on that guy, or like, oh, you know, Miles Garrett. Like I remember being at Radio Row with you guys.
Howie's going to be in on, and
he just never spends that type of money at that position. And I think part of it is because he believes, and I don't, you know, we only have 1 year of Vic. I don't know if Vic agrees, but he believes in rotating those guys. Like, he gets them in and off the field. And so with that being said, like, he doesn't really have a history of paying those guys. Now, Vic Fangio last year, especially in the playoffs, went to essentially a three-man rotation at edge, and then obviously BG played in the Super Bowl. But if Vic Fangio is going to keep guys out on the field 80% of the snaps, that changes things a little bit, because then you do have Trey Hendrickson out there for the majority of snaps, as opposed to in the past with their edges, they've had a four-man rotation.
It's interesting. I like what I keep wondering is, are we wondering for no reason? And by the way, not just at that position, at any position. And I've asked you this before, and I'll ask again. I think you said cornerback last time. If we are in camp and the Eagles realize they're deficient at one position, they have to go get a guy, you still think that ends up being a cornerback?
Well, after watching Kelee Ringo today, you know, I mean, I feel a little different. But, yeah, I think cornerback is still that position, because I think there's a better chance, in my opinion, Kelee Ringo has a good year than Makuba. But Makuba was just a second-round pick. So, like, putting someone in front of him where he's not going to play, you know, it makes a little less sense because of the draft capital they put into him. Whereas Kelee, you know, he was a fourth-round pick 2 years ago, and I think they'd be more willing, if, like, they just don't think he can do it, to bring someone in that will take those snaps from him.
Did you happen to see A.J. Brown's Instagram post?
I did. I did see A.J. Brown's Instagram
post. So if you didn't hear about it or see it, A.J. Brown posted on Instagram and is now deleted, need a QB in Philly, New Jersey for the summer. A real QB, not a fan who just thinks they can throw to hang out with me, but a real one. We all understand that this is funny, right?
Yeah, I mean, I remember. I'll say this to that. I remember standing at AJ's locker last year. I think it was after one of the playoff games, and he was talking about, you know, how him and Jalen and Devontae have accomplished so much together. And he said the first day he realized that was when he got in Philly. And him and Jalen worked out together in the offseason, in the rain, and, like, you know, spent a lot of time, right? It's just interesting that he's like, I need a quarterback. Like, I know that guys have, you know, they go away. Jalen probably spent time in Texas. Like, I get all that, but, like, that's probably why he deleted it, because it comes across as, well, why aren't you working with Jalen?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, didn't Donovan like fly guys out to Arizona to work with him? Mm-hmm. You know, I was just like, I don't know. I think
Carson did it. Carson did it when he was here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think on one hand.
He still stabbed him in the back.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they racked up his bill.
Yeah. Do you remember the who did he have over for Christmas dinner? Was it
Golden Tate?
Golden Tate. That's who it was. Right.
Trying to get Golden Tate on his side.
Yeah, Golden Tate. That guy sucked.
That guy was a rat.
Slowest guy I ever saw.
He's still a rat. Yeah. He's still talking about that year.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he must have not liked the dinner he had because he's certainly talking about Carson quite a bit.
I can't tell if A.J. Brown – there's three options with something like this with A.J. One, he's just completely – not even thinking about it, right? The two is that he's trolling everybody, and three is that he's trolling his quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I can't figure out what it is. And I also, it would be nice if he and Jalen spent a week together throwing the ball. That's not all summer. You know, if AJ wants somebody throwing to him all summer, you can't expect Jalen to be that. I don't know. I just like, I don't know whether part of me laughs at it, and then part of me is like, man, this, I don't know, this is a little weird.
You can't.
It's just like a little weird.
Listen, and I love AJ. You can't. You can't do this stuff in Philadelphia.
You can't.
Because we look at everything, and I'm saying we collectively as a media, as a fan base, we look at everything and we dissect everything, and you're right. The first thing someone's going to think is, well, we have quarterbacks on our roster. You mean to tell me you can't work out with any of our quarterbacks? I mean, okay, if Jalen isn't going to be – first you're going to start with the starting quarterback.
Yes.
You're going to be like, okay, why can't you and Jalen work out a time – where you're going to be here this summer. It seems like AJ is going to be here all summer.
Yeah, Tanner McKee or Kyle McCord.
I don't know if Jalen stays here in the offseason or not. I really don't know. But you would think that he should be able to work this out behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's just
and
weird.
And set a date as to when you and the quarterback can get together and work out before training camp.
It's Elliot. Go ahead.
I'd love to know the process of him finding a quarterback via Instagram. Like, it's
yeah, right.
DMs and
you're in the NFL. Yeah, you're AJ Brown.
Like, guess what? Kyle McCord. I'm sure he'll throw the ball to you. Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Yes.
Yep.
I'll throw the ball to him.
Yeah, well, you versus Jalen in a throwing contest. I'd love to see that one. But
my arm is very comparable.
To what Ike said, I do think it's like, you know, and he deleted it, but you probably got to think about it, unfair or not, before you post that about how it's going to come across.
Yeah.
Well, I have one more question on this right after Jack. You know, we're close to Middletown, Delaware.
I know.
Tax-free Delaware.
I stop by on my way home. National Appliance Warehouse. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. That's called synergy.
Well, dude, my kitchen full of National Appliance Warehouse appliances.
Yep.
Delivered by National Appliance Warehouse. I walked in there. I was like, oh, my God. I said Fritz sent me.
Yep.
And they treated me excellent.
Someone came in earlier today, said they went to National Appliance Warehouse, said Fritz sent you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no confetti. But they took care of them, which is all you can ask for from your appliance store.
It's like, I love that they're making sure they're getting you the best price with Price Assure. I love it. I love tax-free Delaware. But I also like going in there knowing that I'm going to have a stress-free, you know.
You're not a hassle guy.
I'm not a hassle guy.
No.
You know, I want the delivery no hassle. I want the sales thing no hassle. And it was all just perfect. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah, and what's great right now, Spike, is that the Friends and Family Savings event's going on. So
and you know us.
And you know us. And we're all friends and family. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse. Listen, like Spike said, price assured, tax-free Delaware, Friends and Family Savings event. You're going to get the right price. You're also going to get the right appliances. Over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget, 15,000-square-foot showroom, and like Spike said, installation, delivery, a whole lot more. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Don Fritz sent you.
Elliot, I said the AJ thing is like, can you imagine if we were off for 2 months? We had a vacation on this show, and I posted on Instagram, need to work out with a couple of talk show hosts. work on my talk. I can't find anyone. Anybody know anybody? You know,
I also Jack would like panic. Posted, hey, need a producer. I mean, you know, Jack's our guy, but I feel like Jack would probably not handle that well. So we'll see.
Nah. Yeah, culture guy.
Yeah. So Elliot,
I do have something for you though, Spike. I don't know if you were going to ask, but
no, I probably wasn't.
Kyle McCord had an awesome practice today. He throws a beautiful ball. Like, you know,
he's
going against third stringers and all that, but like he probably had the best throw of the day. From about 15 yards out, I think it was 11 on 11, in the pocket, drop back, put it right in the middle of the end zone to Nick Muse, one of the backup tight ends, put it high where only he could get it. And one thing that does stand out about Kyle McCord is he throws an incredibly like accurate tight spiral when he throws. Like it's an impressive throw when he does it. So he hasn't been able to throw it a ton in the two practices we've watched, but today he was awesome.
What's it like seeing a guy at an Eagles uniform throw an accurate tight spiral?
Well, Jalen was 50 of 55, so I can tell you, he was pretty accurate, too.
So, Elliot, the voting this week for the WIP Afternoon Show Top 11 is happening this week if you're a listener at 94WIP.com/top11. But, of course, you get to submit a list. I know who you're going to have at number one, but do you have the rest of your list worked out, or are you still thinking about that?
No, I have my list worked out. I got the top 11 ready to go.
So my question to you is, what do you think should matter more, the resume of the player or the last 12 months of the player?
I think you have to take the resume into account. Obviously, the last 12 months, probably, you know, you lean a little more that way. But I don't know if you want me to say any of my 11, but, like, I have Joel Embiid on my top.
Well, we know you're dying, too. You've already did a top 10, so we can imagine what you're
going to win. You sabotaged the list by doing it on Saturday.
Yeah, you losers.
Yeah. Available on all your podcast platforms now.
No. Jalen's number one. Yeah. What do you mean? Of course he's number one.
Yeah.
I always love when Jack does a top five where you know it's solely based off of wanting to make fun of someone at the station. Like,
that's the whole bit, pal.
It's 9 out of 10 top fives.
Yeah. So are you complaining? Do we need a sad violin?
A little bit, but
You have Embiid on your top 11.
Yeah, I have Embiid in my top 11. Now, I think Embiid's career is unfortunately over. I don't think we'll ever see him play any meaningful basketball again. But I mean, we're going to look at the resumes of other people. Like, no one on that list besides probably Jalen has a resume better than Joel. So I think as long as he's like still an active member of the roster, I think he belongs in there. But obviously, off the last 12 months, he certainly doesn't. So I am leaning with my top 11. Towards resume.
Yeah, so it's interesting because I was telling the guys, I was thinking about Zach Wheeler as I was watching last night because...
What do you mean no one besides Jalen? What about Bryce Harper?
I don't know if Bryce Harper definitely has a better resume than Joel. I mean,
I don't know. What have you been watching? What have you been watching since Bryce Harper has been in a Phillies uniform? You mean to tell me what Bryce Harper has done in the time that he's been here doesn't surpass what Joel Embiid has done?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Bryce has had more playoff moments, and that obviously matters. But if you look at regular season,
I don't know. He won an MVP too. He won an MVP as well, Silver Slugger Award.
Yeah, and that was the 1 year he was in contention. Joel was in MVP contention for 3 or 4 years. Bryce Harper's made an All-Star game once.
That's only part of it. The biggest sell for Embiid is that he was in MVP contention in a regular season in a league where half the people don't care about regular season awards. What did he do in the postseason?
Yeah, I agree. Bryce Harper has the one great postseason run.
He's had one bad playoff, and it wasn't even his fault last year. What do you mean? Bryce Harper has shown up in the playoffs every year.
I disagree with you. Bryce Harper last year, I thought, was maybe the main reason they lost. You think about that at bat he had against the Mets where he struck out on three bad pitches. That was you're the leader of the team. The whole problem with the team is being bad plate discipline, and you as the leader step up and do that. I think he deserves blame for that.
Who's had the bigger moments? Who's had the bigger moments?
Bryce has, which is why I think that it is a discussion. But if you just
said nobody else is in the conversation or resume compares with Jalen's. Are you kidding me?
Well,
you're talking about Bryce Harper here.
I said no one. I think the only person that I think has a better resume, or at least comparable, would be Jalen. Like, Bryce Harper's been awesome. Joel Embiid was a top
player. Jalen's not even in the same category as Bryce Harper as a player.
Bryce Harper, how many years has Bryce Harper been a top 10 player in baseball, or top 5 player in baseball since he's been here? Once? One time? Joel's been a top 5 player every single year. The only reason, besides last year, the only reason it's a discussion is because the playoffs. And playoffs matter, and Bryce has been more clutch than Joel.
Well, let me ask you this. What matters more, postseason or regular season?
The postseason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you do know that's a big – that's a big carrot for our quarterback, right?
Yeah. Well, but
okay. I just want you to realize that's a reason why Jalen has a spot where he's supposed to have it at. It's going to be based on a lot of postseason stuff.
Well, but for what it's worth, Jalen wins all the time in the regular season too. He probably through 4 or 5 years, or whatever, has a better resume. But I think the end of the day, like, Joel is better at basketball than Bryce is at baseball.
Baseball is harder. And Bryce isn't 7'2", and he doesn't have a physical advantage over everybody that guards him.
Well, I mean, we're going to get into that, and it's like...
No, I'm just telling you about the sports, how they are. One is baseball, one is basketball. He's a center at 7'2", 280, with a physical advantage over everybody he faces.
265. Right,
also, for what it's worth, Joel's role matters way more than Bryce's. His job is way harder than Bryce's is. When Bryce is out of the lineup, I think the Phillies have a winning record, if I'm not mistaken. When Joel,
how's the record this year?
The entire franchise crumbles when Joel is not in the lineup. Like,
you make great points, Elliot.
Bryce has a brighter future, but Joel has had a better career than Bryce.
Bryce has had a better career than Joel Embiid.
I don't think he has.
You're wrong.
He had one meaningless MVP.
You're wrong. Give me the meaningful season besides Joel Embiid finally winning the MVP. What else has Joel Embiid done?
He's been a top 5 player in the sport for five or 6 years.
Why can't we get out of the second round then?
Because he's not clutch. He's not clutch.
Well, then you can't tell me how great he's been as an individual player, and I had a 6 foot, 150-pound guard lead me to the finals.
Yeah, well,
so you can't tell me how great Joel is. You can't tell me how great he is as an individual player, and we can't get to the conference finals.
Look, Joel doesn't have a good playoff history. But also, you would think Bryce won the World Series the way we talk about this. They choked him.
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that. But if you look at the two, I'm just saying, if you look at the two athletes' careers, there's no way you could tell me that Joel Embiid's career has been better than Bryce Harper's.
Why? Joel is right.
Because there's nothing else. There's nothing it says it has.
All right, I'm interrupting this.
Bryce in a Phillies uniform has been not what people think he is. Like, I'm sorry, it is what it is.
Just do this and go Birds this weekend.
All right, we got to take a break.
Yeah, just go do it and go Birds.
Losing brain cells.
Yeah.
Ike, you want to call in 1:30?
All right. Download the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, Elliot.
Oh, he's not coming back.
I will say, standing in front of the NovaCare while doing this is pretty funny. But
I hope they're all looking at you.
Yeah, Kyle McCord just walked by. It's probably like, who's this nut that's going to cover me this year? So,
no, he's a WIP listener, I'm sure.
Yeah, go tell QB1 we said hi. All right, Jack, what do we have in the top 5 of 5 coming up next?
Things that that happen the most on remotes.
Oh, this is going to be about me.
No. It's all of us are represented on this one. Yeah, right, it's like what people say to us the most.
All right.
Easy. All right. Take it down a notch.
Well, you take it down a notch. We're the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina, Chesapeake, Maryland, Chesapeake City, Maryland. It's beautiful. Having a great time. Top 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frisk.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.